G'day, welcome back to the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast. Hey Nico.
Hey Jimmy. It's been a while, hasn't
it?
It
has been a while.
It has been a very
long
while.
I feel like
we say
that way too often.
I know, it needs to stop.
It does need to stop. So we've got a lot of built up fines, don't we?
Yes, we have a lot of things to get through.
Well, when was the last time we recorded a pod? It was like the end of November or something.
Something like that. End of exams, pretty much.
Yeah, that was a while. That was like 2 months ago now.
That was too long ago.
Pretty much.
And we deeply apologise.
Yep.
For the and delay. So no.
In order to make this brief, we need to get into the fines.
I just want to make a quick shout out to the boys at Croydon Rangers who are getting behind us.
Oh yeah, all the boys. Cheers for getting around it, boys.
And our mate Elijah.
And Elijah. Yeah.
Yeah, just purely Elijah.
Who has? He'd like to say he knows a little bit about cricket, but yeah.
Speaking of Elijah, you're going to be our first fine for today,
fine.
Buddy. For man-catting a 12-year-old.
Yep. Oh, enough said, really. I don't think we need to get into it. Yep. All right, so this was from a while back. We played Eastfield in a T20. And the amount of fines in their team was ridiculous. So bear with me. There's a few. All right. So their keeper, he had to borrow pads from our keeper, which were white. They weren't like the blue of that they were wearing. And he also wore a grey snapback, not a club cap or anything, and a black vest over the top because he wasn't wearing a club shirt. Another bloke, who was their opening bowler, was wearing just a navy blue vest. Again, wasn't wearing their club shirt. One bloke was wearing Sri Lanka national team pants and didn't cover the badge, so that's double fine there. Two players were wearing shorts. One bloke was wearing like a fluorescent cap, which, yeah, like, the grey cap was bad enough, but let alone, like, a lime green sort of thing. And last thing was a subfielder wearing trackies. That was funny too.
I'm gonna chime in here, and I'm gonna defend some of these blokes, because we played a T20 against South Croydon at Ainslie. And I subfielded for 3 overs in shorts.
Well, it's okay if you
subfield. But I did it in
subfielding is okay.
I did it in an elite way. I tucked in my shirt into the shorts, and I was fielding it.
It's an alpha move.
And I was fielding at fine leg.
That's yes.
And the
very
first
nice.
And the first ball of the game went to me.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh no.
Was it spinning?
No.
Oh, lucky.
I had to move about like 10 meters.
When I first played ones in a T20 game, like. I think it might have been like the first or second ball, and it came towards me, and it spun like 10 metres.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah. I think there was a few that I got. I think I missed one. I managed to stop the rest few. The other few just.
Oh, well, when I was running
came
after,
at me quick.
When I was running after the ball, I'm like, Nick, don't you like kick the ball over the boundary. Like,
that would be typical
like
of you, though.
Yeah, you just think of like the worst things possible, and then you're just going to be embarrassed in front of everyone. And then as soon as I picked up the ball, the keeper ran in towards me, and I'm like, you prick, I can throw that. I can throw that far.
What was it, like 40 metres or something?
Not even.
Oh, nice.
God
damn. Following up from that, we lost to them, so fine for Croydon Rangers, boys.
Yeah.
Terrible. Sorry, boys. You got to cop that. Yeah, not good enough there. Okay. And this is going back all the way to the T20 internationals we played against India. Again, a couple of months ago, because we haven't done a potty for a while.
Yeah.
Virat Kohli dropping 2 easy catches in consecutive matches. Oh, no, this might... No, one was in a T20, one was in a one-dayer, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I did laugh quite a bit.
Yeah,
at that,
so it was good.
It was very, very, very funny because
of how
pissed off he gets when his other fielders drop catches and then he
not even
he's
drop catches, but like they let like an extra single go through.
Yeah, and they were straight up in the air. They weren't even hard catches.
Yeah,
like they were piss easy catches.
But the thing is, like, what do you do when you're like an Indian fielder? Like, do you get like you can't like get pissed off at him because he's the captain.
You just go, yeah, good job, better luck next time, yeah.
And you can't get around him because he'd be like, oh, piss off, mate, and like chop your head off or something. Yep.
Ajinkya Rahane for permanent India captain, I reckon.
I actually heard from one of the Indian IPL players saying that Rohit Sharma is actually a very good captain.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he captains Mumbai Indians, I think.
I mean, India probably have a few good captains, but it's just Virat's hogging the captaincy.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, back on those T20s. Matthew Wade decided to bowl Daniel Sams in the last over. So he gets a fine for that, Matthew Wade.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Sams, defending 14 in the last over, you're thinking, oh, okay, so we'll probably get this. Probably should be all right here. He puts two balls in the slot, goes for two sixes. Hardik Pandya just goes mental, or he didn't even have to, because Daniel Sams is just putting in freebies. The slot, as expected, because he's terrible, and a flog, and loses the game for us. I mean, we shouldn't really care that much about T20 internationals. They don't mean anything, but...
Except for when it comes to the
It's a bit of national pride, mate. Just, come on. Not good enough. Again, was funny, though. This is a one from, again, a while back. The BBL had this competition on Instagram where people would vote for the biggest hit, the best biggest hitters of in BBL history. Travis Burt and Craig Simmons, apparently no one knows them.
No, it's because they're all fake fans, Jim.
Yeah, they're all fake fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they voted for Chris Lynn.
If you like the BBL, you're fake.
Plastic, absolutely plastic.
Yeah, more plastic than Regina George from Mean Girls.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's about it.
Yep.
That's probably an understatement, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because I think the fake cricket fans, it's a terrible sport already, and it's the worst form of it.
Exactly.
What? How?
As one bloke said, he commented on a bit.
You don't watch cricket for entertainment.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this bloke. Posted a comment on a BBL post and he's like, can we get this circus off and watch the Sheffield Shield instead? I'm like, what a bloke.
Yeah,
He's just summed up cricket.
Yep. All right. Okay, so this is, again, from a while back. Sorry, I keep saying this. Really, okay.
Shut up.
Stop me when I say that again. Probably the game of the season in the Big Bash. I know we're not supposed to like it, but I was bored and couldn't sleep and got up to watch the Sixers versus Stars game, which started at 9:20.
The grand final.
At night. On the Gold Coast.
Hubs.
And it was amazing. It was really, really good. But the fine is for the BBL for having this game so late.
Yeah, because the game finished at like past midnight.
12:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one was... The commentators were like...
Knackered.
Not...
Probably asleep.
Like, it was weird. They were just saying stuff. Like, really random stuff. It was funny as.
They're probably just hallucinating.
It was like Andy Maher and Brad Hodge and stuff.
Oh, Brad Hodge is actually a very
good
commentator.
They're actually very, very good. It was very funny to watch.
I rate Hodge
as
a commentator.
And then Daniel Hughes got the job done at the end. It was, love Hughesy.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch that game. No. I've actually barely watched any Big Bash.
No, well, neither have
like,
I.
Neither have I. It's been in front of me on the TV, but I've barely, like, engaged in it. No. Like, I've just always been on my phone.
The only way I've kept up with it is through, like, social media.
Yeah, like, I might watch the highlights
and I'll follow a few players and see how they've gone, but other than that, I won't, like, I couldn't tell you who's on top of the ladder right now.
No, neither could I.
I honestly don't know. It's very tight, but... Yeah. I don't know.
As of recording, they've gone through one of the games, I think. It's a triple header today.
And there's a double header at the MCG today.
Yeah, I have no idea how that's going to work.
Oh, it might be starting in pretty soon, I think.
It starts in about 10, 15.
Something like that. Next fine, Melbourne Stars for not playing Clint Hinchliffe and playing Zaheer Khan, who we said on the last podcast is very, very average.
Yeah.
And this is a bit biased because Hinchliffe is probably one of my favourite cricketers. But got to play the clinch man because he was actually doing well and he bats at number 7, which We had Zampa batting at number 7 one game.
That's a long tail of Zampa's batting at 7.
Because he's batted at 11 in past years.
Yeah.
And if he's batting at 7, that's not...
I think
putting a lot of pressure on your top 6.
I think Zaheer Khan got injured trying to field a ball and he hit his hand and he's like...
Oh, he probably did.
Oh no, my fingernail's broken. Oh,
sucked in, buddy.
Oh no.
No one cares. All right, to the test matches now.
Yep.
Mitchell Starc.
Oh yeah. Got to get out of here. terrible.
Awful. I think everybody already knows how bad he was.
Yeah.
And that leads into the next fine, Aussie selectors.
Yeah.
As usual, always something that is wrong with the selection. They didn't make any changes for the Gabba, other than the fourth change for Harris for Pekowski.
Yeah.
That, I think they were just way too timid with their selection. Didn't try to make changes to the side to try and win the series. When they had to win the series, Stark had been average. Probably could have dropped him for Nisa on his home deck.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect. Moses in for Wade.
Yeah.
Extra bowling support. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or you could have gone Sweppo in for Stark and had Moses in there.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, because Nathan Lyon was also...
They were picking Lyon quite easily.
Yeah, I think the problem with...
Towards the back end of that series, so...
The problem with Australia's, I guess, bowling attack at the moment is that they seem to be getting some sort of like a free ride, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, they haven't been aggressive enough. The tactics haven't been good enough.
There's no sort of selection pressure on them. It's just like, oh, you're going to play every test.
I think with Nisa and Joe Richardson and Pattinson, they've got a few good guys trying to bash the door down now.
And I understand...
That'll put pressure on Stark, which we'll get to later.
I understand Cummins.
Cummins, just keep freak. Him. Cummins and Hazelwood should just be locks, but solid. Stark shouldn't just be guaranteed his place anymore.
Yeah, not Stark.
Especially not after the series that he had against India.
Even someone like Nathan Lyon, like I know it was his 100th test and he's come up to 400 wickets, but I think there still needs to be that pressure.
I mean, Sweppo's been bowling brilliantly in the Shield.
Yeah, not so much in the Big Bash.
He hasn't been playing Big Bash because he's been in the test squad. But...
Yeah, that's true.
And who cares about the Big Bash? Big Bash means nothing.
Yeah, stupid. But yeah, I think...
Stupid Big Bash!
I just think when there's that pressure, like you think of when Shane Warne got dropped for Stuart McGill... In this series,
Got to keep your experienced guys on notice, otherwise they'll get a bit too comfortable on the side and maybe won't pull their weight as much as they should be.
That's the thing. Like,
I think that's what they got to do.
Like, you think someone like Steve Smith, when he gets like out of form, there's no sort of like call for him to get out of the side.
Yeah, but
he's got that proven
track record. You know he's going to get back into form. He doesn't stay out of form for long.
Yeah.
And on that, Justin Langer's response to the criticism of like the non-changes to the squad is like, who would you have selected instead of Mitchell Stark? Michael Nisa.
Yeah.
Does he not know about Nisa? Oh my goodness.
This is why they built a massive squad for the hub, was so they had
Who would you have selected? Michael Nisa on his home deck, maybe?
And maybe a bowler that can swing the ball pretty well.
Swing the ball and just have a bit of general accuracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just go, ooh, I bowl fast, haha.
Yeah, I think Stark's sort of gone back to that sort of when he was his early days where he was way too
inconsistent, erratic,
and just all over the shop. Like, you see, like, when he used to bowl back in the day, when he first started playing test cricket, you see, like, the pitch maps and the heat maps of where he was bowling.
It was all over the place.
The leg side, offside.
It's either short and hittable.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even good short balls, like Pat Cummins bowls, like short balls that go for four. Or just he misses these Yorkers and
gets spanked.
Especially with the older ball, because like, it's not swinging. If it's not reversing, then he's just bowling too full, too straight, and it's easy to hit. Like, with the white ball, it's easy, because with a new ball, he can swing that. And then with the older ball, that'll reverse swing.
Yeah.
So, but... Yeah, with a red ball, definitely not. Getting into a few non-cricket fines now.
Yeah,
I went down to Lawn just before Christmas and went to the Jetty Road Brewery. Shout out to them. They were good. Do good stuff. There was a bloke there with his miso drinking wine.
At a brewery.
Yep. Turn it up, buddy.
That's Come terrible.
On. Turn it up.
That's a big fine.
Another one for supermarkets. Because I could not find any Christmas pud. Oh, my mum couldn't find any Christmas pud this year, and I did not get any Christmas pud.
That's terrible. That's poor form. Was it Coles or Woolies or both?
I don't know, all of them. Just couldn't find any. Couldn't find any pud.
God damn it.
How can there be no pud?
It's Christmas.
I know it was 2020. I know the whole year was messed up.
All the pud factories are just
seriously, no pud. Spent my whole year looking forward to PUD. I'm a little bit accustomed. Because
normally, after Christmas, they have like their leftover PUDs for like half price. And there's like heaps of them.
No PUD. A PUDless Christmas for Jimmy. And I was bitterly disappointed.
Poor form.
And that... Oh, no, no. One more fine. Oh. And this is a huge fine. The Croydon Rangers boys already know what's going on here when I say the umpire against Warrandyte. This was the last game before Christmas. We're batting. One of our blokes leaves the ball just outside off, just standard delivery. Their keeper just completely misses it, and it goes for four. The umpire decides to call a dead ball.
Oh, no.
Because he didn't offer a shot.
That's not how it works.
So the head of the umpires is at square leg, and they, like, convene after we've gone mental and gone, hang on, why is that not four? And then, so, like, they discuss it, and then the guy goes back to the non-strikers and just doesn't do anything. They keep playing. And then, so they haven't changed the decision. He hasn't cancelled or anything. And then he comes off at drinks and acknowledges he's made a mistake, but still hasn't changed it. And guess how many runs we lost by?
Four.
Three.
Oh.
We lost by 3 runs. And we would have won.
I'm guessing that bloke didn't stay around for a beer.
And we're pretty much going down already. Well, we need a miracle to stay up at this point. That would have really helped us, because we just beat Warrandyte last week. We played him again. Good win from the boys. Shout out.
Yep. You too busy in fairyland?
Well, I couldn't really help that I was away. I can't drive yet, so...
Should have stayed, mate.
I did stay for the first week that I was away.
So that's all the fines.
And that is all the fines.
That's all the fines.
Very long fine segment.
Now we're into the fine leg news.
The news. Just going through a bit of news.
Yeah.
Most of it's about the BBL, but Johan Bota came back.
Yeah.
That was very random.
Where did he go? He went to Hobart.
He's at Hobart. I think he finished at Hobart, and I assume he just must have been living down there.
Because where did he... So he started with the...
It was at Adelaide Strikers, and he went to the Sydney Sixers for a while, and he played for Hobart for a season and a half and retired mid-season.
Yeah.
And now he's just come back.
And he's just like, oh yeah, I'll play.
Just...
I don't think he's played many games, but okay. He's in
the... Oh, you wouldn't expect him to.
No. He's like 40, so...
No one cares about the BBL.
No.
Like, seriously.
Oh, no one cares anymore.
Although there have been a few highlights. Spice Man brought a bit of culture.
He's injured himself, hasn't he?
He's gone back to the West Indies squad, I think.
Okay.
Peter.
Oh, what a bloke.
Goat.
He's just... It's just brings you back to vintage BBL.
Yeah.
With those unknowns.
Yeah, like the Craig, old Sydney Thunder.
Like Craig Simmons and stuff like that.
Simmons, no one knew who he was.
Travis Burt, no one knew
who John O'Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, no, people knew Travis Burt.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd played.
John O'Dean. I saw John O'Dean was like an on-field commentator for one game. I'm like, oh.
And whatever his brother's name was, he played as well. No one remembers. Like, Sydney Thunder used to have a very niche team back in the day. Like, they had Ben Dunk, Daniel Hughes, Sean Abbott.
They had Pat Cummins.
Andrew Tai. Oh, Pat Cummins didn't really play.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
They had Warner at the start.
Yes, they did have Warner. Mike Hussey. Chris Gayle. Mike Hussey came later.
Isn't like the third or
second or third season. Shane Watson was there.
Yeah.
In the early days, he was definitely at the Brisbane Heat and Sydney Sixers and didn't play many games.
They had Dirk Nannis as well.
Dirk Nannis, yes.
Yeah, they had Dirk Nannis. Yes. I think, do they have Nathan Remington at the start?
No. No, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, because I don't think...
Interesting team to look back on, though.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, like blokes like, Dirk Nannis, Nathan Rewington, just these unknown blokes. Then Peter Hatzoglou's one of that, joined that sort of niche. Now he wants to go to the IPL.
I think he's in the draft. He's entered the draft. Yeah. So it'd be very, very funny if he gets picked up. He's got to get verified on Instagram first.
Yeah. I don't think he'll get a game if he gets signed for anyone.
No, probably not.
It would be good, though.
Yeah. Jason Holder was good to watch when he was here. I think he only played a few games, but...
Yeah,
he did win them that one game. I can't remember who it was against, but...
I think his first ball that he faced, went for six.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was just a short ball, and he's just gone.
Very good cricketer. Jason Holder.
Yeah.
Good to watch. Josh Phillippe, this isn't even like a meme thing or anything. He's just been very, very good.
He's just been a gun.
Like, yeah, even though we take the piss out of the Big Bash, like, he's been very consistent.
He's going to be a future
batting
talent.
Very, very well.
Yeah.
And it's probably...
If Finch wasn't captain, he would be picked ahead of Finch.
Yeah, probably.
For internationals. Yeah.
Well, especially, yeah, T20s at least.
Yeah.
Dan Christian's developed a new tactic.
Yeah.
He's bowling around the wicket and just bowling at people's heels, which seems like a good tactic, but when he misses his spot, he's going.
I think Dwayne Bravo was one of the pioneers of that, I think.
He just bowled slow ball Yorkers, pretty much.
Yeah, but he sort of... I don't think he created that tactic, but he was one of the first blokes I remember going around the wicket and trying that.
Yeah, just cramping them up on that leg side.
Yeah.
Sydney Sixers have a very likeable side, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, they got Phillippe, Christian, Sox back. Always good
Steve
to see Sox.
Moises.
Menenti.
Hughes.
Yep. It's a great side.
Carlos.
It really is a great side.
Yeah.
Especially when you got, like, Jason Holder
and they're
in
out
there.
I think they're out of form at the moment. But hopefully, I reckon they're going to go back to back. I reckon they have a strong chance of going back to back.
The X Factor rule, as we predicted, is just
bad.
It hasn't
been used.
Like teams have barely used it, but it's just bad. It's a bad rule.
I think it's because it's so sort of difficult to manage.
Yeah.
When you've got, because it's like you can't.
It's so harsh when you sub someone out after one over and that. Yeah. Like, I've seen blokes, like, I think Xavier Bartlett bowled one over, none for five the other day, and got subbed out.
Yeah.
Like, that's stiff. Just, it's a stupid rule. Although, another one of the new rules that they've introduced, that bash boost, has become the biggest meme of the summer.
Yeah.
The bash boost means more than the actual win.
Yeah. And it's actually...
I mean, obviously.
I think one of these rules thinking on it was going to be the most sort of used and utilised, I guess.
Yeah.
And the most sort of thought about. Because it sort of gives teams sort of a target on like where they should be when they're chasing and everything like that.
I still think it's a rule that's been brought into for entertainment purposes, though.
Yeah.
To make sure teams just don't go slow at the start and they actually try and... get some runs in those first 10.
Yeah, the only snowball effect of that is then teams sort of lose, like...
Melbourne Renegades. Yeah.
We lose all our wickets in the first 10 overs, so...
The other new rule, the power surge, hasn't actually been that bad. I haven't minded it.
Yeah, it hasn't been terrible.
Like, I think it's a good thing to have when you've got two overs that you can just choose when to...
Yeah, because they used to have that they used to have that in the one days, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they used to have something similar in the one days where you could have a second power play.
The only problem with it is that it's sort of...
It's different from T20
rules. Internationals.
If you want to take T20 international seriously, like Michael Clarke, it's not giving... like top order batsmen the same sort of advantages that the normal power play would in normal T20 cricket.
Yeah.
So
That's probably the only problem with that is that there's that difference.
Yeah.
So maybe if they do implement that in internationals it wouldn't be terrible.
Mm.
Maybe the ICC are sort of looking at the Big Bash and thinking maybe we can incorporate
this. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Don't look at us.
No.
Just look away. We are an embarrassment to cricket. Speaking of embarrassment to cricket, let's get on to the international series.
Yeah.
The test series in particular. I can't even remember what happened in the T20 and one-day series. Did we win that?
I think we won the ODIs, but not the T20s.
Oh, well.
I think.
Yep. So, Adelaide. Well, it started well, didn't it?
Yeah, bowled him out for 36.
Just immaculate line and length from Stark and... Hazelwood and Cummins.
Hazelwood bowled, six overs, 5 for 4 or something?
5 for...
Not many.
8, I think it might have been.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And I think we the writing was on the wall there because Stark didn't take a wicket off his six overs.
He took a wicket with the second ball of the series.
Yeah. It was not. But in that second innings where Cummins and Hazelwood just went stupid, he didn't take a wicket. He took none for seven off six, but didn't take a wicket. And I think we. That'll probably tell you about his series, really. Yeah. MCG, just no one really went on with it. We made 200 a couple of times, but no one really actually dug in and went on to make a big score.
Well, the funny thing with the series,
disappointing.
There wasn't really that many centuries, was there? There was like...
Not really.
I think there was one from Rahane.
Mana, Smith, Rahane. Pant get one?
No, I think he fell short on like 90 or something.
I think Pajara.
There's a lot of 90s.
Yeah.
I think, did Manus get two or one?
I think he only got one.
Yeah.
Manus got it, definitely got a few 80s and 90s.
Yeah, because he fell short. I remember he got out on like 91.
Yeah.
I think Shubman Gill got out in the 90s in this last test, I think.
And we'll go back on the selection. Joe Burns did as expected.
Yeah. He made a 50.
Yeah, but... Chasing what 70?
Yeah,
that just.
But see, the thing
they should have just brought Sean Marsh in just to steady the ship at the top.
Or even
of the order.
Marcus Harris. I'm a strong believer in Marcus Harris. They should have got a gig.
Could have just put him in for the first test.
Yeah,
I don't think. Yeah, Marcus Harris just keeps doing the same thing in Test cricket. He'll make like a low score in the first innings, and then second innings he'll come in, look all right, and then go out.
Yeah,
he'll look good, and then find some way to get himself out, and
keeps
doing the same thing. That's exactly what he did against India, like when they came over last time.
Yeah.
Sydney. I have full respect for Pant.
Yeah.
Here because he, unlike like Pajara and Vihari, who just blocked out the whole entire day. Pant actually went hard and made 97 or whatever.
Yeah.
And actually did well in trying to. I think they were trying to chase it initially, that total. And then sort of gave up when Vihari got injured.
Yeah.
But, full respect to Rishabh Pant.
Yeah, he was probably the best player for India, I want to say, for over here in the series.
Well, other than his keeping.
I mean, that's why they probably subbed him out for, was it Saha?
I think Saha was in there originally, and then they brought Pant in.
I think so.
Well, Saha's definitely the better keeper.
Yeah, so Saha's
Pant's,
a keeper.
Pant's pretty much just a part-time keeper.
Yeah.
Bowlers didn't have that killer instinct in Sydney and didn't really have it in Brisbane either and let India just take the series in the end. Missed opportunity to freshen up the side and I don't know why Wade played... I don't know how he kept... He's done.
I think...
He has to be done.
I think Langer just likes him.
Yeah, you've got to have someone else. He's just not solid enough at number six, he was okay.
Yeah.
But if Travis Head's not in the side and not performing...
I mean, Travis Head, I can understand getting dropped. Wasn't performing well.
Oh, Wade just... He hadn't done it, though.
Yeah.
He kept going out with stupid shots and... Yeah, no. Nah. We'll